In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
Oh shit, where am I? Okay. It's gonna be fine. Oh god.
It's gonna be okay. I'm going through a creepy
it's dark,
hallway.
It's creepy, it's a hallway. I'm losing my mind.
Breathe.
I'm going through it, man. I'm walking towards a red
door. Who put the door there? There's a door. Now there's a door.
The paint's falling off. I've seen it before, and I gotta get out of this hallway. You know what I feel like would make this better somehow? The Dwinkie right now. I don't wanna go through the door, but I. Okay, here I go.
Just calm down.
Oh god.
Is anyone
else hearing that?
Hello?
You broke my concentration.
I haven't said anything yet.
I can hear you thinking.
That's right, because you're me as a kid. How am I back in my old living room talking to my younger self? How is this happening?
Why would I know the answer to that?
I don't remember how I got here.
We're inside your mind.
Yes, that's right.
This is a memory, an important memory. You guard it.
A memory of what?
Listen.
I didn't have the time to do it right now. Oh, yes.
They're fighting again.
You're the perfect.
He always gets mad at her, but it's not her fault. Dad!
I'll be home later.
No, he will not.
He's leaving us? What did they do to our mind?
What?
Why did you let them in?
I didn't.
You did. You let them in.
I didn't let them in. I didn't let them do anything. It's this thought here. They're in my head.
If I practice enough, maybe Daddy will come back. Maybe Mommy will get better.
First, subject. The last away.
Second.
I can't breathe. I can't. Yellow ball.
Ivan. Ivan. Ivan, relax. You're okay.
Oh my god. Oh shit, what just happened?
You are under.
What do you mean under?
Hypnosis.
Hypnosis? You mean I was. Oh my god.
You were in the middle of a session. You gave me permission.
Gave you permission? That's bullshit.
You don't remember?
No. I don't remember.
Interesting. Here, it's just water. You've been in my office for an hour, and you were having a hard time remembering certain memories. Memories buried deep in your subconscious mind that have defined your entire adult life. Memories that make you... you. Ivan, what did you see down there?
Do not tell her she's not here to help you. My parents...
They were fighting.
You idiot. Great job. Don't listen to me. You do you.
Fighting? Do you know why?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. Dad, he just left.
I'm so sorry, Ivan. That must have been really hard. Made it difficult to trust people after that.
Why am I crying? Oh my God, I'm not even sad. I just...
Because pain goes hand in hand with any significant psychological trauma. These are deep wounds you've tried to hide from yourself your entire life.
Why did you hypnotize me, Dr. Bell?
To help you navigate your preconscious psyche.
I think I would have remembered agreeing to that, but I don't.
Are you suggesting that I put you under against your will? Because that would be unethical.
Unethical? Great word. Didn't know you were familiar with it.
You're not restrained, Ivan. You're sitting in a comfy chair in my office because you chose to.
Let's get one thing straight. You do not have my consent to ever go into my head again.
I'm trying to help you. And between us, I don't need your consent for anything. You're under medical order here, so I am within my rights to exercise all the tools at my disposal to help you make a full and meaningful recovery.
It's my head you're messing with, so stay out of it. Can I be excused now, doctor?
Very well. Oh, one last thing. Did you ever play make-believe as a kid?
Sure, I guess. What kid didn't?
How about when things got hard at home? Unmanageable. You ever pretend you were a spy or government agent?
So, you want to talk about it?
Oh, you want to talk about it now? Now you want to talk about it? A little late. Mark, okay? Nice of you to finally show up. Where the hell were you back there, huh?
I was busy. I was researching, like we discussed, remember?
Well, while you were busy, Dr. Bell was rummaging around in my head again. She put me under...
Hypnosis?
No. She was filling a cavity. Yes, what do you think?
Why'd you let her take control like that?
What makes you think I let her?
This is not great.
Yeah, no shit.
She's looking for a key memory, something that shaped you.
I know, but why? Why?
Because those are the deepest roots that make up who you are. And as long as they remain inside you, you'll always be able to hold on to who you were. Unless they can remove them, then you're no one. You're whoever they want you to be.
Well, I just want to be me. How the hell do you know so much, huh? For an imaginary dude, you're pretty knowledgeable.
That's why we're good together. What's wrong?
What's wrong is that I think Dr. Bell may have already found one of those. What'd you call it again? What was it? Key memories.
The clock is ticking, Ivan. Whatever timetable we had, it just moved up. I think we found our team. First up, you know her as Penny, but she goes by many names. Her parents died in a tragic accident when she was 8. Orphaned. Adopted into a well-to-do family.
Welcome to your new home.
What she didn't know was that her new parents were middlemen acting on behalf of a dangerous off-the-books program. A kid searching for her identity was the perfect specimen for their little experimental project.
It's okay. Don't be afraid.
They put her through the ringer, physically and mentally. I'll spare you the details.
You're doing so well. All of you.
When you look at her, you see one person, but inside her mind live many people. Perfectly calibrated personas, each with their own unique set of skills, tailor-made to turn her into a chameleon and a killer. Ever heard of Jean-Louis Canet?
Nope.
Yeah, neither did the rest of the world. He was going to run for president of France a few years ago. Before his campaign got up and running, he died in his sleep from quote-unquote natural causes.
She killed him?
Yep. Ever heard of Michael Wallström? He was a prominent Swedish businessman who was selling secrets to the Russians.
Let me guess, died in natural causes.
Actually, she threw him out of a 9-story window.
Was
she keeps it interesting.
All her adoptive parents had to do was flip a switch and she would shift the personas. She would become this new identity down to the smallest detail. Problem is, they flipped that switch one too many times and she started to lose who she was. She snapped, ended up here. Having no identity is worse than having many.
Well, this is all really interesting, but how do we know we can even trust her?
We don't, but we don't have another choice.
Assume she agrees to join us, all right? Then what? And you haven't even told me how we're getting out of here. I'm just trusting you. So, I mean, I know the gist of the plan, but if somebody asked me what it was, like, I have no clue what it actually is. If we're going to Shawshank our way out of here, where do we go? Like you said, this place is under restricted airspace. It's secluded from civilization. We could be literally anywhere in the world. So if they have us locked up this tight, don't you think they'll be able to find us, like, immediately?
One word. Shoes.
What the hell does shoes mean?
Let's lock in the team. Then tonight, after dinner, ask them to join you for a game of Monopoly in the rec room.
Okay, so I just want to get this straight. I'm doing all this because I'm just gonna trust that shoes are gonna save the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. Sometimes I can't believe that I'm still listening to you. It's unbelievable. I'm like blowing my own mind.
We're two peas in a pod.
Yep, that we are. All right, so how am I supposed to convince her to join us? She sounds a little unstable and murdery.
You can start by asking her.
What, like right now?
Unless you're busy.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, I got it. Okay. I got it. Let me just take a deep breath. All right, I got it. I'm going to ask.
Okay, after you.
Penny.
Hey, Goodwill Hunting.
Hey, that's right. It's the other day. It's the story. It's good memory. Where do I start? Look, I'm going to ask you something.
I'm in.
Sorry, did you say I'm in?
You were going to ask me to help you escape, right?
Shh, wait, shut up.
I'll do it. I want to get the hell out of this place, too.
Well, that was easier than I imagined and less murdery.
Yeah, it was a lot less murdery. You kind of painted a picture that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Penny, you don't even know the plan, so what are you exactly agreeing to?
Are you backing out of your own escape already?
No, I'm confused as to why you joined me without knowing anything.
Well, sometimes you just have to jump off the cliff and just cross your fingers. Besides, this place really messes with your head, you know?
Yeah, know that, got that.
I can't take it anymore. I don't know who I am, who I really am, and I know I'm not gonna find out anything rotting away in here on a diet of psychotropics.
Well, that's one down, two to go.
So, is it just you and me?
Well, it's just you and me. But kinda not exactly. What? Yeah.
Don't tell her about me, or she'll think you're actually nuts, which won't bode well for us and the plan. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. I can't divulge, but I got a man on the inside, the deep inside.
Who?
Yeah, but I can't say that yet. You can't divulge.
Remind her about Monopoly.
So, Penny, after dinner, meet in the rec room for Monopoly. Okay, I'll explain everything.
I call the horse. Is there still a horse piece?
Penny, we're not actually playing Monopoly. Okay, sure, whatever. You can have the horse piece if you... We're not... Yeah, you got the horse piece. It's
all yours. Patients, please make your way to the courtyard for your daily exercise.
Penny, after dinner, don't forget, okay?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh, you feel that, Lark? Smell that? That's the great outdoors. That's what that is. Enclosed in a walled-off barbed wire pen like we're a bunch of chickens. Totally humane. It is. I mean, I guess they let us roam around, so we're technically free-range, but, you know, I don't know. I felt like, hey, the least they could do is, like, get us a basketball.
Ivan.
Or table tennis or ping.
Ivan.
Do you like ping pong?
Ivan.
What?
Did you hear anything I just said?
Yeah, absolutely. I heard it all. Just tell me which part and I'll repeat it.
I just walked you through a second team member.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. So I got distracted. Sorry.
Okay. Let's try this again. Please, try to stay focused.
Look at that. Did you see that? It's a deer. Do you see that? It's a deer. No, it's not a deer. It's just a person.
Lenny Kappa. He might not look like much, but this guy takes down governments from his laptop. All you have to do is drop him into some foreign country with decent Wi-Fi and a hotel room he can work from, and he's unstoppable. Fueled by Red Bull, coffee, and a specialty cocktail of pharmaceuticals cooked up by a sadistic team of doctors, he gets to work computering away, and boom. A few days later, civil unrest.
The situation here has seemingly escalated overnight as tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets.
A dictator is toppled, some fanatic is pushed out, a scandal rocks some royal family. He does all this from the comfort of his three-day-old tidy whiteys while indulging in overpriced room service and the occasional paid-in-room adult video. He can turn a country against itself, tear a company apart from the inside. He gains access to the highly secure systems and manipulates and spreads information. And believe me, he's a total pro.
How do you know about all the in-room adult video stuff?
That's what you've picked up from all of this.
It does say a lot about a person. I just want to know who we're working with and why you know that.
Can I continue?
Lark, he's a hacker. I got it, okay?
Hacker implies the word hack. This guy is a machine. He was in the process of taking down a huge financial institute before he went AWOL and tried to go after his own handlers, the people behind the people who run Ravenholm. He had a little bit of a mental break. Who knew staying awake for days on end, binging energy drinks and potent top-secret meds would affect the mind?
It works for, like, pretty much every supermodel in the world. Although, when you really think about it, it's probably more of the cocaine doing that.
He even wrote some wacky manifesto about Shiva, the god of destruction, coming from outer space to wipe out Big Pharma or something. Like I said, wacky. Anyway, they grabbed the poor bastard before he could publish the thing online, locked him up in this hellhole, threw away the key.
Well, that seems to be a common theme around here. All right, so what is this weirdo gonna do for us exactly?
We need a code breaker. This guy is our best shot at getting through the secure door on D level.
7229872. Hey, Eli, how's it going, man? What's up? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been great chatting. It's great chatting. Let's just do it again soon, okay? Oh, God. So are you sure about this guy?
If we can't get through that door, we don't have a way out. You're up. Go work your magic. Magic Marvin.
It's Magic Mike. It's not even a hard name to remember. You need to get on the pop culture train a little. Like, it's embarrassing. Hey, man. I'm Ivan. So a pretzel and a Twinkie walk into a bar and order some beers. And the bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." Do you get it? Because it's... No? Guess not. You don't have any Twinkies on you right now, do you? I've been having these insane Twinkie cravings and I can't get it out of my head. It's like dreaming about
it. God, you're bothering me. What do you want?
Oh, I just want to be your friend.
Leave me alone.
You're losing him.
I know. I just gotta let me think it's working. I think I'm gaining on him. Here, I guess Big Pharma wins again.
What did you say?
I read your manifesto.
You read my... How? I didn't even publish it.
I know. It came to me in a vision. A hallucinogenic Shiva vision. Shivision is what it's called.
Whoa.
Yeah, I read it all. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, what do you want to talk to me about?
A job interview. I believe you're in the market, am I right?
I'm listening.
Boom. Got him.
All right. Hate to say it, but I'm impressed. Two down, one to go. Last but not least, the big guy, Alvin Stringer, a.k.a. The Plague.
Plague? What is he, like, a wrestler?
No, they call him that because he wiped out two-thirds of Eastern Europe's largest crime syndicate.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. Car bombs. Assassinations.
Oh, he crushed a guy's head.
Pretty grisly stuff. Most of his record is missing or redacted, so he's a bit of a mystery. But we do know that someone in the syndicate killed his wife and kid. He couldn't figure out who, so he killed everyone he found connected to them. And everyone connected to those people. He's a blunt force weapon used by powerful people to do very bad things. But he's not supposed to do those things without their orders. He went off the grid and left a trail of bodies in his wake. Real mess.
Oh, this guy's the best. So then what happened?
They did a lot of experiments on him. Again, all redacted, so no info to divulge about what those specifics were. As a result of those experiments, he developed recurrent behavioral outbursts, representing a failure to control aggressive impulses. So in short, don't piss him off.
Copy that. Here we go. Wish me luck. I'm going to talk to the big guy.
There's something else. Stringer is the cautionary tale of this place. Word is, they really mess with his head.
Oh, you mean like...
Yeah, that. It's just a rumor. Who knows?
Oh, hey, sorry. Is this seat open? It's Stringer, right? Just like sitting here alone, I thought I'd join you, if that's okay. You having soup? I thought I was going to get the soup, too, but I was already full on the other mush. It's a matzah, kind of a matzah thing? Oh, you know, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. My name's Ivan.
Are you trying to be my friend?
Yeah. Yeah, friends. Absolutely.
I am my own friend. I have no need for others.
How about a partner?
I am celibate.
That's not what I meant. Do you like it in here?
It's not too bad.
Not too bad? That's really?
Had worse.
But there's a really interesting story there for another time.
I spent 1 year in a Bulgarian labor camp.
Or you can tell me now.
They whipped my body day and night, yelled profanities at me as I chiseled away rock inside a toxic mine that ravaged my insides.
That sounds impossibly brutal.
It's not even the worst thing I've been through.
Okay, well then we really do have stories for another time. Look, I'm gonna cut to the chase. I know who you are. The Plague. Yeah. And I know the Plague likes to spread its wrath. The Plague likes to infect, right? And destroy. It doesn't like to sit alone eating bad imitation matzah soup with a plastic spoon.
That man, the one you're referring to, that's not me anymore.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all change. A leopard can change its spots, in my opinion. So I get it. Like, I used to have my ears pierced, okay? It was like in another life. I was a different person. But when I look at you, Mr. Plague, I see a man who deserves freedom.
I am free, spiritually speaking.
But how about physically, huh? You want to be physically free? Wouldn't you like that?
My body is merely a vessel.
Okay, Jesus Christ, dude, you're making this, like, really hard. Do you want to escape out of this place or not?
Escape?
Yes, we can get out of here. We can eat some real food. How about a burger, huh? How about a guy like you loved a great burger?
After many years of inflicting pain on others, I found myself inside a Burger King in Tallahassee several years back. That's in Florida.
I know where
it is. The Whopper was my favorite. I ordered 3. And when I went to take a bite, all I could see were the mangled faces of the dead men I'd killed, wedged between the toasted buns, screaming out to me. This experience ruined the Whopper. And now I'm a vegan.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Oh, man, this is going horribly.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Stringer, I know what happened to your family, and I am so, so sorry. My heart breaks for you, because I have someone out there I love more than anything in the world, and all I want to do is see her again, and I bet you know exactly how that feels.
What is his or her name?
Her name is Odessa.
Are you in love?
Very much so.
What is your love language?
My love language? What?
Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of services, physical touch.
I'm not sure.
Knowing this can strengthen your relationship, can make you a more passionate lover.
Yeah, okay, I'll look into it.
I am an acts of service person myself.
You know what, Stringer? It's been really great chatting with you. I really enjoyed it. It's been very enlightening. And it's nice to meet you, and I guess we'll just talk at some other time. Lark, I can't do this.
I see before me a man in love. I remember the way I used to look at my dear Emily. I see in your eyes that same look now. I would be willing to render an act of service to help you with your mission.
Wait, sorry, what? You'll help me get out? Does that mean you'll help me get out of here?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the team.
I must tell you now, so it is out there, I identify as a pacifist.
Excuse me? You identify as what?
I refuse to do violence anymore.
Okay, Stringer, buddy, we're trying to escape. We may need to do a little violence, you know what I mean?
I will abstain. And instead, use my words.
I think the rumors were true. They definitely tinkered around up there.
Yeah, and it worked.
Whatever. We still need him.
All right, then, Mr. Plague. No violence, no problem. We have a little team meetup in a few, okay? Rec room is going to be refreshments and snacks, and just be there, be square.
I will not be square. I will be a circle, a symbol of divine feminine energy.
Good, that sounds good. That sounds super enlightened and good. Okay, what the hell was that?
No idea.
Was that the plague or the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. It'll still be useful later, trust me.
Yeah, God, super useful. Maybe I'll align my chakras, get me on a juice cleanse, you know what I mean? God, this team is an absolute disaster, Lark. This isn't going to work. This has got no chance.
This team is the best chance we've got.
If we fail, Dr. Bell is going to scoop my brains out of my head, and I know you live there.
Have a little faith. Come on, let's go set up Monopoly.
Never in my whole life could I imagine that one day I'd be recruiting a band of highly disturbed assassins with more personal problems and mood-stabilizing drugs in them than the Kardashians. Yet, here we are.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And then, boom, we're home free, out of this place for good. Yeah, you guys with me, huh? That's the plan.
That's a bunch of ideas strung together that form the general shape of a plan, but not a solid, actual plan.
Yeah, well, it's a work in progress.
I agree. There are so many holes in Operation Seabiscuit.
What the hell is Operation Seabiscuit?
The code name for our mission.
Yeah, no, that name's not gonna happen.
I like the name. Not only was he a famous thoroughbred champ, but I also love biscuits with my coffee.
I won't be part of any team called Seabiscuit.
You're losing them.
I know. Guys. Hey, yeah, guys. Okay, let's come back together. Look, okay, everybody look, just look down for a second, okay? Imagine that this board is Ravenhall, okay? Right? And these pieces here, all these are us.
This is Monopoly.
I know it's Monopoly, Stringer. It's not literal, okay? It's just an example.
Hey, don't move my piece. I was winning.
We're not playing Monopoly. Okay. Here's us, right? All the way over here in this square marked jail. None of us want to be in jail. Nobody wants to be in jail. We all want to get out of jail. And the problem is that we don't have a get out of jail free card. We don't have any monopoly money. We don't have anything right now. But somehow, we still need to make our way from here, jail, all the way over to Park Avenue so that we can pass go and collect our $200. Do you understand that?
I do not like New York.
No, we're not literally going there. It's a metaphor.
Metaphorically, I do not like New York.
Okay.
Maybe it was better just you and me.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Metaphors and examples aside, we can't just walk out the front door.
No one said anything about walking out of the front.
Hey, what are you guys cooking up, huh? I gotta say, I love me some Monopoly.
Beat it, Toby. Toby, go.
Jeez, I guess I'll just play by myself again.
Here. Look at this.
It is the bottom of the board.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly, Stringer. And it's blank. It represents the tunnels beneath this place. Look, and you're right. We can't just walk out the front door because there's no way out from up here, which is why we're going to have to go under to get out.
You've explained that. But let's say we somehow do actually get out. Then what? They'll track us down and pick us off like field mice.
I actually wholeheartedly agree with that, and that is a major flaw that I am currently working on.
Ivan.
Yeah, what?
Shoes, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Look over at the nurse's station.
Okay, yeah. What the hell am I looking at? What's the shoes?
Wait, just wait. This is what I wanted you to see. There, right on time. 7 p.m. changeover. Every 72 hours, they cycle in a new crew. You can tell a lot about a person from their shoes. Look down. Rubber boots. Now, why would all the nurses be wearing rubber boots? Not much of a fashion statement.
Water. There's a boat.
Bingo.
What did you say?
There's a boat. That's how we get away.
How can you know this?
Because the nurses wear rubber boots when they arrive. Look.
Okay, so you want to base this entire plan on nurses wearing rubber boots?
Well...
I'm telling you, Ivan, this is the way.
Yes, Penny, yes. I want to base this entire plan on rubber boots. And you know why? Because I'll take the rubber boots option any day over what this place has done to me, to all of us. And I know we can agree on that, okay? I am getting out of here one way or another. Dr. Bell, she thinks as long as we're in here, she controls us because we are all isolated on our own. And you know what? She's right. But if we work together as a team, we can beat this. We can get out of here.
Wait, this place is impossible to escape from. And not sure you've noticed, but the four of us are a walking, talking psych ward. Not sure fate is on our side here.
Fate is on the side of those who escape together. That's from Sun Tzu. That's the Art of War. I don't know if you've read it.
You just made that up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but it makes sense.
This is a pretty big leap of faith you're asking us to take.
That's a pretty big one, Penny, I know, yeah. But it's like you said to me earlier, jump off the cliff and cross your fingers, right?
Beautiful words. I will write them down when I journal later.
I gotta be honest, I am on the fence, guys.
Guys, I'm gonna quote one of my favorite movies right now, okay? We either work together and get the hell out of here, or we'll rot away in this creepy facility for the rest of our days. That's a quote from Morgan Freeman. It's a great movie. It's called Shawshank Redemption.
I don't remember that from the movie.
I'm pretty sure it's in there, okay? And you probably haven't seen it in a while.
The plan seems to have many flaws, but I believe in Ivan. He has a good heart and is seeking the love of a woman. I will join and help in any non-violent way I can.
What does he mean by non-violent?
You'll probably find out later. Just don't worry about it right now.
What the hell? I'm bored in here anyway.
All right. Fine. We do your plan. And we pray there's a boat out there if we make it out.
When we make it out, there will be.
Nicely done. We go at the next shift change in 72 hours.
All right, we start prepping tomorrow. We go at the next shift change. Is there any questions?
Operation Seabiscuit is underway.
Oh, dear God, what have I done?
finished going through her chart. I got her sleeping now.
Hey, rec room, camera C, do we have audio there?
No. Not in that area. TV drowns it out.
Why is Ivan sitting with Penny, Stringer, and Kappa?
Looks like they're playing a game.
They're playing at something.
What you thinking?
Just keep a close eye on them. Bring Kappa downstairs first thing in the morning. I think he's ready.
I don't know about you folks, but I am on the edge of my little seat. What do you think's gonna happen, huh? Well, let me just say, since you know we aren't going to answer that right now, why don't we take a little break? Why don't we take a moment to talk about one of our sponsors? They've been with us for a few months now, and I have to say, their support is unwavering, it's undying, just like their product, Twinkies. That's right, Twinkies. Americans' favorite health food, grown in the heartland from organic Twinkie seeds planted in nutrient-rich soil, made from all natural ingredients that are perfectly okay for your arteries. They're sugar-free, they're fat-free, they're delicious. One bite, it's all you need. That gooey center that we all love, it's actually made from dozens of superfoods and vitamins that help your skin and your hair shine. Not only that, this little treat, it's capable of surviving a nuclear blast or a direct impact from a large asteroid, which I did not know until right now. And that is a little disconcerting. They're not only tasty, these yellow, spongy little bastards, they're durable, and that's what we're trying to get at here. And you know what that makes me think of? Durable Americans, just like you. Go grab a Twinkie. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Holland Roden as Odessa, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Angela Serafian as Penny, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Eugene Lee Yang as Kappa, Edwin Hodge as Stringer, Don Norwood as Calhoun. Additional performances by Hutch Segan, Daniel Lujan, Christina Ferraro, Arnold Chun, Lauren Hallberg, Amanda Phillipson, Preston Hilliard, Catherine Kavari, Johnny Kostry, Sam Littlefield, Nikita Bogolubov, James Wellington. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neromia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas and Braden McCluskey. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harrell. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken,
you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.